Joseph to prove to you that he belonged to the house and the ancestry of King David. Now, that's going to be very important as we tie these little nuggets that we're mining from the scripture here. We know that Joseph was of the lineage or the household of David. Now, let me show you something about inheriting under the laws that Yahweh designated for firstborn. We're talking about Mary's firstborn here and Joseph as was supposed the father of the child. And he being of the lineage of David, he had to return on business now to the city of Bethlehem. Now, we're told in the book of Matthew that the city of Bethlehem, where that the Savior was born, was in Bethlehem, Ephratah, not Bethlehem, Judea. So we got to keep this in mind as we study to show ourselves approved that would, you know, rightly divide the scripture and bring into account that the Messiah who came from the seed of David from Bethlehem, and if he was born in Bethlehem, well, we're going to find out if that is true. And if we look into the scriptures to see that he was born in Bethlehem, Bethlehem where? Now, we know that it had to be close to Nazareth. Well, it just happens to be, folks, that in the Bible, when we talk about Zion, Mount Zion, when we pick up David's narrative and then tie these relationships together in next of kin or succeeding birthright sons, Christ would have been a possessor, if you will, of the birthright territory of his father. Now, by him being born in Bethlehem of Judea, he could not have possessed the birthplace of David, who was an Ephraimite born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. Well, that's just exactly where in Genesis 35:19, Bethlehem is where Ruth and Boaz met. And they married, and they bore their son, Obed, which is the father of Jesse, the father of King David. And so then, Bethlehem was north of Jerusalem, not south. You see, Bethlehem, Judea, is south. And it's quite a distance. And furthermore, if we look and prove that Mount Zion is the city of David is the same, then David, too, would have been buried since he was a firstborn, if you will, a descendant to inherit, because he was the inheritor of the territory through Boaz, who was the kinsman redeemer, who Christ himself would later find a connection through Jesse the Bethlehemite, and we know that First Samuel chapter 17, verse 12, that Jesse was a Ephraimite, Strong's number 672. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've been had by the lion pen of the scribes and the craftiness of those who would seek, if they can get the birthright son born in the other territory where it wasn't true that he was born there, we're making, if you will, we're giving honor to whom honor is not due. And I believe that's what's happened over the period of time. We've got Bethlehem Ephratah mixed up with Bethlehem Judea. Now, Bethlehem Judea was not even on the map. And you may find that surprising as we study on the two Jerusalems, and I'm going to concentrate for the next 2 or 3 hours, Yahweh willing, that we could establish the fact that the Jerusalem that David ruled over and the city called the City of David was two different places. Now we know, according to 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10, let me read that for you. So David rested with his fathers and was buried in the City of David. Now, if he rested with his fathers, we would first have to identify his descending bloodline from Jesse, who was an Ephraimite. Now, an Ephraimite would have not been permitted to be buried where a Judite was, because the sons had to inherit in the territory designated by Yahweh, where the patriarchs, the princes of the 12 tribes, who inherited, and we know exactly where they inherited, we find that Ephraim, the house of Ephraim, where we're going to concentrate, Ephraim was the firstborn, if you will, by spirit, of the patriarch son Joseph, or the succeeding bloodline descended up through Joseph to Ephraim. And Ephraim was the firstborn according to the Bible. Ephraim, my firstborn. Now, isn't it strange, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been made to believe that Ephraim could have inherited in Judah, or Judah could have inherited in Ephraim? It's not so, if we're going to stay with the Bible. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David, which is fallen. And I will close the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Now that's the Gospel of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11. Now the prophecy states that the tabernacle of David, or the tomb of David, or the resting place of David, will be raised again. That means it'll be brought to light. Did you know that the Valley of the Kings, as they call it, where David was buried, and others of the descending bloodlines of this house of Bethlehem, house of bread, where we find Christ was born, if you will, in the same town or city where Jacob had as a home place. And that was in Bethel. And if we read in the Gospel of Genesis 35, verse 19 in particular, we find the word Bethlehem used there in a different place geographically as was Bethlehem, Judea. So we got two Bethlehems. We're going to find out that we've got two cities here, as was supposed, that David was born, died, and he was buried in Jerusalem. But we find in the scriptures he was buried in the city called David. Now, who would that be? Well, we find interesting scriptures that the tabernacle of David, which will be raised again after 2,600 years of uncertainty, where is the tomb of the kings? David's tomb has never been found. Jesse, his father, if he was buried with his fathers, Jesse's never been found. Wouldn't someone that means so much to the house of Israel, would it not mean a lot to really know where David and his tomb is? Let's say that just in a few years, now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got all these prophets of doom telling us that we're fixing to have the end of the world and bad things are happening. Well, that's true. But for the world, things are eating and drinking and being merry. As the scriptures have said, it's only the sons of Jacob that are going through the tribulation and are studying and are seeking and are asking, and the Bible says to study to show yourself approved. And that's what we're doing. We want to see that the tabernacle of David in due time, and I believe it's coming soon, that we'll find the Valley of the Kings. Particularly, we'll find the tomb of David, and then we'll find the true bloodline that brought forth the firstborn, if you will, after the succeeding sons of David and the flesh of David, whatever David was, and the Bible said he was an Ephraimite. Now, if he was born in the city of David, as it was known back in those days, or called the city of David, and it would have been Bethlehem, Ephratah, which is in the vicinity of Bethel, which is in the northern district of Galilee, not Judea, where the Jews claim that this man is going to be born. You know, it's so strange. They don't believe in him. They don't claim any kinship to him. Matter of fact, they say he was born from a whorish woman with a Roman soldier. She got pregnant by a Roman soldier. And that he's worthy of being boiled in excrement and things of this nature. And that's what they think. And Christians all believe that the Jews who think this are God's chosen people. If we had the tabernacle of David discovered once and for all, laying to rest the great lie and deceit, and I'm here telling you tonight that the world ain't going to end until all these mysteries are going to be brought to light. I might not see this in my day, you might not see it in yours, but it will come to pass that the tabernacle of David, we'll talk about the genetics of David, will be proven beyond a shadow of doubt to where we know where David lived and was raised, and we know it was Bethlehem. But when we say Bethlehem, we always take that to be Bethlehem, Judea, and not Bethlehem, Ephrathah, which is two different places geographically. That's where the deception comes in, and the deceit was so, it was just like so easy for the devil to deceive the very elect. We're going to, in the next 2 or 3 hours, probably Wednesday night of the coming week here, we'll be on again at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and Thursday we'll be on at 8 o'clock, Yahweh willing. And we want to tie this together of the ancient Israelite stronghold of Tel Arad. It is the citadel and the tabernacle of King David and the true historical Mount Zion. That's what we're going to find out. And did you know that now that they are actually publishing a book by Francis J. Ward and Francis P. Ward, that they got the wrong place? It's almost that Yahweh is vindicating Pastor Buddy, as I have preached this for years and years and years, of the wrong cities and the wrong territories that are called by the same name to bring confusion to them that don't know the geographical compelling clues after 2,600 years. Now, I wasn't back there in 2,600 years ago, but I have got a spiritual insight to these clues and the identity of the Messiah Redeemer and the town or the city that he was born in, and the city actually that he was in the last 30 days of his own life, and the King David and his fathers, Jesse, and we go on back, and the genealogy of David's fathers from the house of Ephraim, that Christ spent his last 30 days in the city of Ephraim, in the wilderness. He didn't go back to Bethlehem, Judea. And that's in the book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 54. He spent his last 30 days before they killed him on the second Passover, cutting down the first because he was alive. And it says so in the Bible. But they did have a second Passover, and they could have killed him. And it tells us in the Bible where he went back to spend his last 30 days on the earth. Amazing. Now, Mount Zion. Now, if you go over to Jerusalem today, they'll tell you that Mount Zion is actually in Jerusalem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not so. If you want to find Rachel's grave, they'll tell you it's in Bethlehem, Judea. And it's just not so. We've got actual geographical identification of where Genesis 35 of Bethel and Ephratah, Bethlehem Ephratah, where it existed, that King David descended from 2,600 years ago. Actually, it's 1,000 years before Joseph has to go back to this city and pay his taxes, because he is from the house lineage offspring of David, proving that Christ would come through and would sit upon, as we find out, that he's promised that he would sit upon the tabernacle of David. And so to get vindication of who he was and where he came from, it's going to be an interesting next 3 hours, and you don't want to miss it. Now, the true historical Mount Zion and the only ever discovered house of Yahweh in the land of Israel. First, we have to expose the reasons why this knowledge has been hidden for thousands of years and outline the keys for overthrowing those who would seek to change the word and hide it from those who are unsuspecting, innocent, naive people who know not where Christ came from. It was a great controversy in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, chapter 7. We have the great arguments, even at that time, of where Christ would come from. Now, the ancient Israelite settlement of Tel Arad is located west of the Dead Sea, about 10 kilometers west of modern Arad. It's in an area surrounded by mountain ridges known as Arabekan. And according to the researchers and the archaeologists, it's the true historical Mount Zion. And they are saying that they have finally located Mount Zion at Tel Arad, which in turn proves to be that it is where the Bible says it is. And yet, tradition and liars, you know, have told us, or made us believe. If you go to Jerusalem today, you go to Pope Street, of all places. It's named in honor of the Pope, the Catholic Pope, where the Christian place where Christ was born, they say, in Bethlehem, Judea. They have all these fake places, and they have what is known as the tomb of David. They have the tomb of Rachel there. And it is one of the biggest money-making operations that the Jews have got going on behalf of the Christians who come to see the land of Jesus, where he walked. And yet they're so keen on tradition and have such little knowledge of the Bible when they go that they wouldn't know where they're at. And so they follow the evidence of those who say and are not. Now, I want to get into an article of the two Jerusalems by Joel Rosenberg, in an article that he writes that there were two Jerusalems, and I'm going to prove it to you by the scriptures, not by Joel Rosenberg, but by the scriptures. One was inhabited by the Amorites, and the other was inhabited by the Jebusites. And according to the scriptures, these two locations, different ones, one inhabited by the Amorites, is located in scripture in Joshua chapter 10, verse 5. And the other inhabited by the Jebusites was Joshua 15:63. And Judges 1:21, and these were by the Jebusites. So we've got the Amorites in 10 and 5, and the Jebusites in Joshua 15:63 and Judges 1:21. One is in the mountains, according to Joshua 10 and 6, and the other is surrounded by mountains in Psalms 125:2 and Nehemiah 8:15. So if you would do your search and your homework, if you're taking notes, now, when the children of Israel conquered and they entered the land of Israel in Judges 1 and 8, we find that the Amorite city of Joshua 10:5, the Amorites were forced out, and we find then that 300 years later, when they entered into the land for Jerusalem, we're talking about the Jerusalem today, present-day Jerusalem, where the Messiah was crucified, where everybody wants to go because they think it's a holy place, where he born, where he died, and where he worshipped, and things of this nature. But he didn't even live in Jerusalem. It was a city, according to 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7, and 1 Chronicles 11 and 5, we have the city of Jerusalem, where the Bible described it as Sodom, where the Lord was crucified. Now, we have, if you will, a lot of confusion, and this confusion is what got people turned around or confused or misdirected in their center of worship and adoration for a man that they say they love. You get the real truth, you might have to re-examine your position. Now, in Genesis chapter 33, verse 18, it's called the Mount of Ephraim. Now, the Mount of Ephraim is not in Bethlehem, Judea. It's in another location. And where would that be? Well, it's an interesting place where we're going to tell you once again that the Mount of Ephraim could contain what the folks that have done their archaeology homework, if you will, and I done prove to you, and everything that I have been preaching on here in the last 20, maybe 25 years, I've been vindicated by the archaeologists that came along after me to prove this, that the town of Bethlehem, Judea, which is a place where that they say Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and the archaeologists say, not so. I mean, I didn't instruct them to vindicate me or to verify what I had already preached under the anointing of the Spirit. Archaeology, or the stones cried out, and the tabernacle, the final straw that's going to break the camel's back, is when the tabernacle of David is raised up and made known where he's buried and what city he's in. You'll find it to be in the Mount of Ephraim of Genesis 33 and verse 18. And their words pleased Yahweh, and it was in Shechem, which is, again, where the first tabernacle of the church foundation was laid. And we know that that part that the Bible is talking about here in Joshua 15, that we've got some discrepancies with the archaeologists who are now, according to Joel Rosenberg, in the two Jerusalems, one inhabited by the Amorites and the other inhabited by the Jebusites, mentioned both, if you will, in Joshua 10 and 5 and Joshua 15:63. And to prove to you that they were two. Just like there's two Bethlehems. You see, the devil, which one is the modern city of Jerusalem? And where's the other Jerusalem? Now, Isaiah 64:10 states that Zion and Jerusalem, again, were two different cities. The holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness, and Jerusalem a desolation. The word Zion appears the first time in the Bible, and according to this word, it's defined as the holy place in the desert. It's not an original Hebrew word, but it consists of two elements, one Hebrew and the other Egyptian. The Hebrew first element, Zai, means a land from a barren place. Well, where did Christ go? To a city in the wilderness called Ephraim. Mount Zion. Is David buried? I know he was born in Bethlehem of Ephratah. Did he die there? Was he buried there? Was it regulated that he be buried in his own land or his own territory as he being a descendant of the house of Ephraim? Just like Christ was an Ephraimite from the house of Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, with everything that we have been told, we have been lied to. And the archaeological remains of Tel Arad correspond with remarkable precision to the Bible, and even the historian Josephus, when he wrote the descriptions of Mount Zion and the citadel and the tabernacle of King David, the citadel and tabernacle at Tel Arad were constructed, if you will, at the time of King David and Solomon. And according to the archaeologist Yohanan Araharoni of 1919 and 1976, Tel Arad is the only ever discovered house of Yahweh in the land of Israel. I want to repeat that for emphasis. In Tel Arad. And we're going to find out where it's at. According to these great, it uses the word in the article, great archaeologist Yohanan Harani, Tel Arad is the only ever discovered house of Yahweh in the land of Israel. In other words, there was an inscription to the house of Yahweh discovered there. And according to Josephus, the city of King David was built upon two hills which are opposite to one another, and have a valley to divide them asunder, at which valley the corresponding rows of houses on both hills end. Now this is a historical account by Josephus. On these hills, which contain the upper city, is much higher and in length more direct, and accordingly it is called the Citadel by King David, who was the father of Solomon, who built this temple at the first. But it is by us called the upper marketplace. But the other hill, which is called Aqua, and sustains the lower city, is in the shape of a moon when she is horned. Accordingly, the lower city of King David is on the left, and the upper city is on the right, with the valley to divide them asunder, exactly as described by Josephus. Think he might have known. Above the lower city of Tel Arad, which is the shape of a moon when she is horned, corresponds exactly with the city of King David, described again by Josephus. And the correlations between the Old Testament description of Mount Zion and the archaeological remains of Tel Arad are striking. For example, according to Isaiah 49:14 through 16, Mount Zion should have walls around it, as it is now known as the fortress at Tel Arad. It should have a wilderness waste place, as Isaiah 64:10 and Isaiah 51:3. And Isaiah 49:14, Zion which no man seeketh after, Jeremiah 30:17, and Zion is said to be forsaken. And what city did Christ go to when he spent his last days on earth? A city in the wilderness called Ephraim, which is Bethlehem, Ephratah. Now we know that Tel Arad was abandoned and became lost for many centuries until its rediscovery by archaeologists in 1962. And they have spent years researching and excavating the site at Tel Arad, and the special significance of the water system that had been built there was a marvel even in King David's time, and the site is Mount Zion and the citadel of the tabernacle of King David. The archaeologists write, the tabernacle of David that we're looking for was said to have a water source coming out from the citadel. And they discovered that the water that came through the channel left marks that showed that its direction was clearly on a downward path toward the lower city rather than in the direction of the citadel. Therefore, he concluded that water must have come from out of the citadel. His findings verified that we had already suspected to be true when we were doing research, and this is one of the signs that we expected to see at the tabernacle of David. Ladies and gentlemen, it's something to behold what the spade and the shovel is revealing in the last days for the things that is coming to pass. And the article, or the article that I'm quoting from, is the article of the two Jerusalems, ladies and gentlemen, and that is by Francis J. Ward. And the controversy rages on about what's going on in the land of Israel. Well, I see that my time is almost coming gone, and I'll have enjoyed being with you on this first hour tonight on the citadel and the restoration tabernacle of David. Now, what I'm excited about is what else that they're going to find on the north slopes of Bethel in Galilee, where the true, I believe, city of Mount Zion, the city called of David, today it is known as the city of Ephraim. Isn't it strange that the Bible says that Jesse, David's father, was an Ephraimite? Wouldn't it be fitting for David to be from Bethlehem in the northern part of Israel, as opposed to being Bethlehem, Judea, in the southern part? True reasoning and pure logic concluded, if you will, with these archaeology findings that they have now discovered that the city of David is not synonymous with the city of Jerusalem, never was, but tradition has always tied these two cities together with the Catholic influence creating Mount Zion to be, and the grave of David, along with the grave of Rachel and other patriarchs. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not the grave that David is buried in. I told you where David was born, buried. I told you where Rachel was buried. Geographically, it's not in the southern part of the place we call Bethlehem, Judea. David was not from Bethlehem, Judea. And Christ was not born in Bethlehem, Judea. Both were residents and descendants, I believe, of the northern place where they were hated and despised. Did you know that they despised the Galileans? Well, isn't that part of the prophecy that Christ would be despised by his own people? That the southern house rejected him? And that the northern house rejected him? Wasn't he rejected by his own? He came unto his own, and his own received him not, according to John, chapter 1. Now we're finding that archaeologists have proven that the city where we know he was born, or the city that he lived in, it's just 7 miles from the city of Nazareth down to the city of Bethlehem Ephratah on the slopes of Bethel, where Joseph slept and put a stone, which was rejected, as a pillow, slept on it and had visions and promises sworn by Yahweh himself that he would deliver to Jacob a covenant. And he swore to him, and he will not repent. The only thing that's gone wrong, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have been had by the devil and his angels. Did you know that the devil is a liar and he's the father of it? The devil is a liar and the father of it? At this place, they found, there they've reported now, and where's the temple at? Well, we're fighting for it down in Jerusalem, where it took 46 years for Herod the Edomite to build. And we believe that the temple's down there, and they're saying no. The temple, the first foundation laid and the temple built, and you know, Christ said there won't be one stone laid upon it, it'll become a wilderness, and that's exactly what the archaeologists have proven, that it's the tabernacle of David, and Christ has promised, as the scripture that I read in Amos, that he would restore it and bring it back and raise it up and let all the world see it 3,000 years after the fact, when tradition and error and lies has deceived even the very elect. You say, well, why would Yahweh let that happen? The Bible said, take heed that no man deceive you. Satan's job is to deceive, and he's done a good job. Got to get out of here tonight. Let me give you my mailing address one more time. Now, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in here tonight. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater. One word now, Sweetwater. How you like that? Sweetwater. Beautiful little town here in East Tennessee. Sweetwater, Tennessee. Sweetwater, Tennessee. And the zip code is 37874. Now, you don't want to miss that zip code. It's important you can get it on there, that your mail won't get lost. If you'd like to have this series that we're going to do on the two Jerusalems, and we've done one on the two Bethlehems, and archaeology vindicated our messages years ago. Now we get vindication on the two Jerusalems and Mount Zion, which is supposed to be a part of the old Jerusalem. We now find it's in a different place by the confirmation of the stones that are crying out, just like Pastor Buddy has taught for years and years and years with vindication now from the archaeologists and the spade and the shovels that is proving that the stones are crying out. May Yahweh bless your understanding. If you like those CDs that we're doing on the Two Jerusalem, just write Pastor Buddy, and you can take the examples and some of the scriptures and study with them, and you can order the book if you'd like of the Two Jerusalems by these folks that have written it on behalf of the truth. I know they're going to be fought. I know they're going to be persecuted. The citadel and the tabernacle of David, of the title, the Two Jerusalems, again, by Francis J. Ward. Look for it on Amazon or some of your favorite bookstores, and read this archaeological event that proves and vindicates the gospel that Christ was not born in southern Judea, but he was born in Bethlehem Ephratah, right where he promised Jacob on the side of the mountain up there, of Bethlehem Ephratah, which is not far from Bethel, and the city of David, the citadel, and the tabernacle of David, and the true historical Mount Zion. All this is fascinating. And vindication that Yahweh has promised us the truth to be uncovered and revealed in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, he's making it very difficult for the liars, as he's proven them liars and bringing about Mount Zion, the true place where I believe that David was born, being a descendant of the Ephraimite, his father Jesse, according to 1 Samuel 17 and 12, which is Strong's number 672, again, confirmation of the northern kingdom descendants, Ephraim is my firstborn, where Christ spent his last days on earth in the wilderness, like Isaiah 49 said he would. He'd be left alone. Not one stone of the temple would be left upon one another. Zion would be forsaken, according to Isaiah 62:11-12. And the lost for many centuries until it was discovered by archaeology in 1962, the tabernacle and the citadel and the city of Mount Zion, where David and his descendants were from, where Christ was born himself, being a descendant, if you will, or the firstborn inheritor of Joseph. Isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh's word is forever settled and nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away? If you'd like to go to our website tonight, I'd like to give you the name of our website, Brother Bob. Our webmaster would welcome you to visit our website. He keeps it very up to date and available to you free of charge. He pays all the expense of keeping it up. Nobody helps him. He does it all himself. He absorbs it. His blessing. He don't ask for no help. And if there's any help that you give, he wants you to give it to the ministry here with Pastor Buddy. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's oneyahweh.com. Go there. 1,000 people have gone there in a short time to show you that it's one of the fastest growing websites on the World Wide Web. Very popular. When you look up the word Yahweh, just say one Yahweh. That sets him apart and identifies him alone and by himself. That's how he is. There's no God beside him. Go there to oneyahweh.com, and there's a lot of articles, a lot of hours of recorded messages you can download. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. If you'd like, my number tonight is 423-351-1082. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you on WWCR, the transmitting Jewel of the South, here Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Yahweh bless you.